Back-to-back troubles plague Haiti. Persecution means one thing, growth. And though the Ivory Coast appears to be calm, refugees are still afraid to go home. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Haiti can't catch a break. Heavy rains this week triggered flooding and landslides that killed 23 people. Dozens of camps around Port-au-Prince were flooded and hundreds of families were affected. Kids Alive International's Jeff Andermullen says,
because of the heavy rains, the sanitation has begun to deteriorate again. And some of the polluted water that has been the cause of the cholera is now kind of more widespread.
However, this time around, the medical community isn't being caught flat-footed. Kids Alive is in the north near Capation, where few cases have been reported. Prevention is key.
We're continuing to practice clean water and good hygiene within our ministry, within our school, within our residential program.
With the last crisis so fresh on people's minds, they're coming to Kids Alive for help.
Certainly those opportunities are providing us an opportunity to speak with them about Jesus and to be a very practical part of their lives and an extension of our faith.
Pray that their teams will resist fear and boldly share the hope of Christ. Meanwhile, Saturday marks 3 months since the earthquake and resulting tsunami swept across Japan. According to Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard, the homelessness and cleanup continue. Howard says many Japanese are still in need.
Close to 200,000 people are still living in shelters and outside of their homes. Some of those people, especially those who live near the Fukushima nuclear plant, cannot go back to their homes.
Howard says the church in Japan has been phenomenal in providing relief, going into at-risk areas. Howard says it's a move of the Holy Spirit.
Pastors and leaders having dreams, and dreams of Jesus walking through the rubble towards the Fukushima nuclear plant. So some of these Christian leaders seeing those dreams that they're having as a call for the church not to run away from the danger or the challenges, but to follow Jesus into the danger.
Japan's technology hasn't been able to provide hope, so they're now asking spiritual questions. Pray Christians will be there when they begin seeking. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2011 has seen a noticeable increase in persecution in the global church. Global Advance trains pastors and businessmen worldwide, and David Shibley says they've noticed the shift.
We do believe there is a spike in resistance to the gospel, persecution of believers worldwide. I think that's undeniable with the reports that we're receiving from many parts of the world.
But persecution indicates an exciting trend.
The reason that persecution is increasing worldwide is because the numbers of people coming to Christ are increasing in many of the volatile areas of the world.
For example, there are
hundreds and probably thousands coming to Christ every month in Iran. Consequently, there's a reaction to that.
God's opening doors in new places, and many believers are rejoicing in their suffering for it. Shibley believes this will be a summer of harvest. Pray for Global Advance and for the global church to remain bold. Elsewhere, it may look like the Ivory Coast has returned to normal, but there are still thousands of Ivorian refugees in Ghana too frightened to go home. Ghana's been overwhelmed by the crisis and is asking for help. Baptist Global Response teams responded by providing a relief camp access to clean water through 5 new wells. They've also launched a food aid program, which is run by local churches. Teams are trained in trauma counseling and sharing the hope of Christ. And the International Mission Board missionaries have been reaching out to a desperate sect of society in India, fly prostitutes. Fly prostitutes are middle-class housewives and students who choose to sell their bodies to feed their kids and pay rent. Many women they work with are widows and can barely sustain themselves. Through relationship building and Bible study, though, several women have left their profession and are now following the Lord. Pray for others still stuck in that lifestyle. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible. The KJV made it possible for the average person to understand God's Word better. To help celebrate, they're making a free dramatized KJV New Testament available to you on MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.